opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
We're back again. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing. I'm glad in it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike Radio Show here at DDB Radio, www.mikebroadcastddb.com. Hello, Sister Brenda, Wamiris, Tashana McDonald, Kathy Porter. Oh, my God. Kathy Porter? Lord have mercy. Jesus must be coming for the end of the world. Kathy Porter is out with me. Good afternoon, President Crystal. We're just so glad to try it again. We're back again. I know folks still want to call in. We're just trying to wait for some stuff, and we're going to give you a call-in number, and we're going to see. We're trying to keep our Wi-Fi strong here. When I don't have the Wi-Fi address, things fade in and out. So if I lose you on Mike Live, please just hold on, and we're going to try to get this number so we can tap into the system, because every once in a while, the system goes out on Mike Live. And so we're going to try to get the exact Wi-Fi system so we can tap into the main source. So please just be patient. And I want to continue to teach and preach on some very important matters that are very dear to my heart. Hello, good afternoon, Sister Linda Shayla. And many of you already know, this is nothing new to you. I do have a book that's coming out, 177 Laws of Might. And I'm asking 177 of you to pre-purchase the book. The first 177 will get their names on the 177 Hall of Faith page that's going to be in my book. And there's also a page for my net droppers, those that helped me to get this book to Zulon Book Publishing. And many of you have been watching, observing my show for months and years, and you haven't purchased a book yet. You haven't sold the seed yet. And I know people broke. I know they go through, but come on, y'all. Come on. It's almost like going into a restaurant, eating up all the food and never paying for it, never paying a tip. It's okay to be supportive of a brother that's trying to get a book out that I believe is going to be a number one seller on the Times Square market. And so your support makes a big deal to Pastor McDuffie. So prayerfully that you'll join in and help us do all the things you've called us to do. And so I pray that you join with. Let's pray today. Lord God, we pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory, that he may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us word, because Mike McDuffie believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is your body that fills all in all, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Now, I will admit that the Wi-Fi is a little bit weak, and so if you get cut off, just please hold on. I try to cut back on. We're trying to get the Wi-Fi address correct, so please forgive me. But welcome to Mike Live, and also welcome, of course, to our Mike Radio Show every Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock here at DDB Radio. I want you to get your Bibles and go to Matthew 6. I want to continue to talk about that heaven is now and later. Write that down. Heaven is now and later. It isn't just later, it's also now. And the decisions we make and the behavior patterns of the church will impact heaven, whether it's the heaven that you think about after you die or it's the heaven you tap into now. Because what we're going to learn is heaven is tapped into by keys. And Jesus Christ gave us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So once we confess Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have an access code. We have an ATM card into the kingdom of God. And I know I put things in today's updated words so you can understand it. So I did two broadcasts today, AI 237 and Mike Live, and I began to break down the book of Matthew, the sixth chapter. And if you know anything about the Gospels, it's very important, KP. The Gospels, of course, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, those are four Gospels that explain the totality of who Jesus Christ is. Matthew represents Jesus as the king. Mark represents Jesus as the servant. The book of Luke represents Jesus Christ as human or a man. And of course, the book of John represents Christ as the Son of God, divinity, God Almighty. And so it's so important to understand that these four Gospels help to exemplify and explain how Christ is all God and how Christ is all man. And once you give your heart to Jesus and have an encounter with Christ, he gives you keys into the kingdom of God. And a lot of times we don't understand the correlation between old Jewish history and the new move of Christ in the body of Christ, which is called the kingdom of God. The Old Testament of Israel, the Jewish age, was an example of what was to come. And the problem was is that the religious rulers of that day turned a visitation into a permanency. They didn't want to relinquish power. And when Christ comes on the scene in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Brother Ronald Williams, he was explaining to them exactly, you know, what's the true purpose of why he came to the earth. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put it in the right files address. So please hold on. And I just want to just show you this. If you have your Bible, just quickly go over to Matthew, the sixth chapter. And I'm going to try to show you some things that maybe we've overlooked. We haven't looked at too carefully in our Bible teaching. And I think sometimes when we don't really understand what I call correct biblical teachings, we get caught up in areas that I believe that throws us off. And we got to really understand the whole biblical setting to really get a full gist of what's going on. So I'm going to put this Wi-Fi address in. And as it goes in, I want you to be in prayer for Pastor McDuffie. And we want to give God thanks for this radio station. Honor to Brother Steve Olympia and also to Brother Danny. And as they continue to take what I call the mountain of what I call communications across the world. And this would allow us to be more effective and more impactful to what God has called us to in this hour. I want you to understand that the key to community transformation, I'm going to try it again. Seems like I can't get the address here. Maybe my brother could put this in for me, put the address in for me, because somehow it's not going in right. And we'll come back to the show once we get there. I think the key to community transformation is that the Bible lays out some things that I think due to our ignorance and lack of training and proper equipping, we miss the whole boat. When Jesus Christ comes on the scene, most folks don't know the reason why they crucified Jesus, because he said a couple of things that got him in trouble. Number one, he talked about the place called the Jewish temple, or the temple on top of the mountain, was going to come down. And number two, he claimed, which he was God Almighty, he was the Messiah. And he was coming to bring changes to how they did their type of worship. Those things got him in trouble with the Jews. And then the Jews had trumped up charges and turned them over to Rome. And then Pilate uses authority to crucify Jesus because he's trying to avoid a riot. So these things were used to nail Christ to the cross. He wasn't nailed to the cross because he was performing miracles or because he loved everybody. He was nailed to the cross because he was messing with the money. And this is very key to understand. Anytime you mess with the love of money, people will come at you. They will destroy you. They will try to disdain you. They will do whatever they can do because they don't want you to have that much power. So anyone that has the power to control the masses, you control the finances, you control the money, you control the systems. That's why everything in our nation comes down to politics. I'm trying to tell you, we talk about Judge Kavanaugh and being appointed. We talk about President Trump. At the end of the day, the love of money is the root of all evil. And so it depends on how you handle this whole thing with touching someone's money. And so you know that votes transfer into power. Whoever controls the House and the Senate determines the bills and the laws. You know, the Supreme Court is the highest court in the land. It's been split 4-4. So with this conservative vote coming, it'll be 5-4. So, of course, you're supposed to protest and fight. That's the American dream. So you got to know how the game is played. So I tell people all the time, don't lose sleep. Pray, believe God, and let's see what God's going to do. But I'm letting you know, Colette and Kathy pointed, the reason why Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, because he was messing with the money that was in the temple. All right. And those Pharisees, the religious Jewish leaders of that day, not all of them, just please hear me closely, but those that were manipulative and controlling the Jewish temple because of the dollars and cents. And when Christ came into the temple, turning over the money tables and talk about, you've turned this place into a den of thieves, he was messing with the money. And contrary to popular opinion and contrary to many teachings, there were Jewish leaders that was in the bed with Rome, and they were sharing power and the power of nepotism. And when Christ comes on the scene, he came to bring bring correction to a Jewish system. He offered forgiveness. He offered a way out. He told the Jews, I'm the Messiah. I know all this stuff y'all been doing was wrong for years, but I've come to rectify it. I've come to visit Jerusalem. Embrace me. Let me turn my visitation into a permanency. Don't turn your visitation into a permanency. Turn my visitation into a permanency. And the people rejected him because they did not want to let go and relinquish power. Hello, Ron Williams, Colette. So anytime you come into a company, hear me closely, and I'm going to give y'all something. Some of y'all are in trouble today because you have a job, but you're really overqualified for the job. So sometimes if you're paid $40,000 a year, but you do the job of a $6 million man, everybody else on your floor will look at you as a threat. Because if you're being paid $225,000 to run a machine and I can run it at $80,000, most likely you'll be replaced by me because I can run it for $80,000. So some of y'all are in trouble because you're overqualified. You just know a whole lot. You can do three or four jobs. I got a cousin of mine, my cousin Benny, who's very smart, very smart. He noticed that the company was going to downsize. What he did, he started studying different materials so he can do the job of three different people. And so when they started laying off people, they kept him and they paid him a little bit more because what they did, they took three different positions, $300,000, and they crunched it down and paid him $100,000. So they saved $200,000, paid him $100,000. So Danny, God bless you, Escape, honor you, brother Danny, the owner of this great station. Your vision is so awesome and looking forward to great things between you and Steve Olympia. And there's some great things. I got a new project on the table and I need some help here. Pathway to Effective Education. I'm sitting around the table with about 10 or 12 different businessmen in Patterson who are very heavy on the pockets, and I need some wisdom like you, Danny, at the table. You and Steve need y'all help. Okay, anyway, so I'm showing you the reason why they nailed Christ to the cross, because he had the power to switch things governmentally. And anytime a governmental party seems to lose power, they're going to attack you. They're going to come at you. They're going to fight you. And so you got to play the game of politics quite wise. Don't always let your left hand know what your right hand is. Don't always tell people everything that you're thinking, because that will give out the power. When Jesus Christ came on the scene, he not only came to die for the sins of mankind, he also came to rectify and judge the Jewish system of that day that was controlling the dollars and cents inside of the Temple Mount. That was the temple that sat on top of the mountain. You ever hear folks quote that scripture, speak to the mountain, tell it to be removed? And we use that scripture for claiming houses, cars, wives, husbands, and children. Really, that scripture is saying the Jewish temple that sits on top of the mountain will be removed, so that anything that's blocking the words of Christ will be removed, so Christ's word will stand firm. So those that give their life to Jesus can have an encounter into the visible kingdom, so the invisible kingdom can impact the visible kingdom. So when Christ comes on the scene, Sonia, oh my God, it's my sister, Sonia. Oh my God, so glad to see you. This is Sonia. Grew up with her. God bless you, Sonia. And your daughter is my goddaughter, who I've been trying to connect with for years. God bless you, Sonia. So glad to see you. Oh my God. Say hi to your husband for me. So it's important to understand that this kingdom message is important because it shows you why Christ got nailed. But it also shows you what happens when you get in trouble because you're good at what you do. You know, whenever someone is good at what they do, you outdo others. The whole story of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is a story of how God is promoting Jewish boys in a Babylonian culture. And the player haters, who are Babylonians, don't like the promotion that comes from the king. So they try to find ways to nail Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I know those are Babylonian and they got Jewish names. But here's the point. You're too overqualified. How you get promoted? How you doing the things you need to do and you don't even have enough money? How are you living where you're living? You can't even afford to be there. They're trying to figure out what you're doing, and all you're operating in are in kingdom principles. And kingdom principles work. I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat, Tea Party, Coffee Party, or let's throw a party. It doesn't matter what party it is, as long as you got this system on the inside of you and there's an invisible arm of God that moves on your behalf. Now, what Christ operates in Matthew's Gospel chapter 6 is the same kingdom that Daniel operates in the book of Daniel chapter 5, where there was a king named King Belshazzar who was throwing a wild party. He did not invite Daniel and three Hebrew boys who was part of the group. He left them out. He had a grandfather, supposedly, quote unquote, named Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar has either died or off the scene, and he's standing in Nebuchadnezzar's stead. It doesn't look like he listened to Nebuchadnezzar. He's doing his own thing. He throws a wild party, and he's taking the Jerusalem material that was taken out of the temple and using it for partying. And in the middle of his party, in the middle of him wilding out, acting crazy with all his wives and acting crazy, God interrupts the party with his hand. And God starts to write a message on the wall. And he saw the back of this man's hand writing. And it was God who was writing the words on the wall. Here's the problem. Whatever the words were, he couldn't interpret what it was. So the king, Belshazzar, which really was a regent, he was a temporary king, he called a meeting with his Babylonian wise men who was at the party. But for some reason, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel was not invited. And watch how deep this is, Marcus Lee and Sonia and Danny. The most powerful thing was that my thing is, why wasn't they at the party? Because the king demoted them. Thank you, Dr. Dean Trillier. The king demoted them, didn't invite them to the party because he didn't think they were qualified or should be a part of the Babylonian group, even though Nebuchadnezzar had promoted them as part of the Babylonian group and put Daniel in charge of the Babylonian group. I don't care whether or not you're Jewish or whether you're Babylonian. You're just good at what you do, so I need you a part of my circle. But anyway, you know what the story was? Belshazzar could interpret the writing, and he was scared. The Bible says his knees were knocking and his hips fell out of joint. That means God got a way of dismantling kings different than the way you want him to dismantle kings. See, sometimes you want folks to be thrown out of office, vote them out, kill them, get rid of them. And God got a way of bringing down Nebuchadnezzar, or God got a way of promoting Nebuchadnezzar. God got a way of using Pharaoh and dispose of him, and God got a way of promoting pharaohs. God has a strange way of promoting the purposes of the body of Christ. And so I'm looking at this whole political shift so awesomely, and I'm not going to tell you who I endorse. I don't do that. I'm just telling you better be smart enough to know what God is doing. And my God, I'm looking at God fight and defeat enemies right before our face, and you may got one thing on your mind and God got something totally on his mind. But anyway, the king Belshazzar was scared to death because he saw this man's writing on the wall. He saw this hand interrupt the party, and he can't figure out whose hand it was. And here's the worst thing, Marcus Lee. He couldn't interpret the writing, and he's scared to death, and none of his boys, none of his group, none of his political parties could interpret the language. And guess what's so deep? This is very deep. The deep thing was this, that the queen runs into the party. Says, oh, wait a minute, king. Don't panic. You do know there's a guy named Daniel that the spirit of the living God live inside of, and he can tell you what these dreams meant. Now, let me give you the inside information that's not listed in the scriptures, but you got to read it behind the scenes. Belshazzar knew who Daniel was. He knew him because he read the writings of Nebuchadnezzar, but decided not to obey what Nebuchadnezzar wrote. That represents unbelief. Unbelief is not doubt. Unbelief is the decision to choose not to believe, although you got all the evidence that it is truth. But you decide to reject it because you have to relinquish power to receive it. So you don't endorse what is right because you lose power from your party. All right. You better get this. All right. So all of a sudden, the queen runs in and say, by the way, you do know there's a man named Daniel that has the gift of discerning of spirits. He can read languages. He got the gift of tongues interpretation. He can read because the spirit of God is inside of him. And Belshazzar says, okay, bring Daniel in. And Daniel comes in, and this is what the king said to Daniel. Listen, if you can interpret this, I'll put a gold chain around your neck. I'll put money in your pocket. I'll promote you. And Daniel said, keep your gifts for yourself. Daniel was rough. He said, I want to hear that. He said, what's the problem? He said, well, here's the problem. He said, I was having a party. I was getting high, smoking weed, acting crazy. I'm on LSD. I'm making it plain. And I need for you to let me know what the language is on this wall so I can get some peace of mind and go back to the party. And before Daniel interprets the man handwriting on the wall, Daniel gives the king a good old tongue lashing. And this is what he said in the Michael McDuffie Translation Bible, because I have a Bible too. I translate to make it plain so you can really understand the language. And this is what he said in the Michael McDuffie edition. Listen, knucklehead. Listen, hardhead. By the way, apparently you have not been reading the history of your father, your grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar was humbled. One time he had all the power in the world, and God broke him down like an animal. He walked around on all fours, eating grass like an animal. He humbled himself and he acknowledged that God was the God of all. So I don't care if he's Babylonian or Hebrew, he acknowledged that God was God. And apparently you have not listened, and God has judged you. And let me tell you what the writing on the wall says. You're empty, you got no substance, and you should have learned from your grandfather. And since you're hard-headed, you'll be assassinated and taken out. You're going to be dead. That's exactly what Daniel said. That's what the handwriting says. You've been weighed, wanting. You got no weight. You got no stability. So you're about to be fired out. And of course, that later on that night, he was assassinated. And history tells you they climbed up through the water pipes and came up and took him out. And the Medes and the Peds came into power. I think Darius came as king. And so I'm showing you that God knows how to remove kings, and God knows how to promote kings, and God knows how to strip them, and God knows how to dispose of them. And God also knows how to use kings in spite of themselves for the purposes of the kingdom. Hello, Pastor Sharon. Hello, Julio. Hello, Marcus Lee. So you have to understand that when I'm teaching you here, Daniel operated in the gifts of the Spirit. He shows a visitation of the kingdom if the kingdom is operated improperly. So if you follow Christ 100%, and you trust the kingdom principles, you don't jump in, jump out, jump in, jump out, jump in, jump out, jump in, jump out. You just jump in and you stay in, and you sit down and you settle down, and you just believe God like you're supposed to by your actions and your words. You'll be amazed what will come from the heavenlies and manifest in the earthly. So you come all the way up to Matthew chapter 6. Jesus Christ is explaining how the kingdom of God operates. Now, let me show you something. In Matthew 5, this is very important, because what I'm teaching is really governmental. But in Matthew chapter 5, you start at verse 1, the Bible says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came to him." So this one thing we know about the Sermon on the Mount, he was first giving a public word to everybody. Once the crowd began to come, the Bible says he got up from the crowd and climbed up into a mountain. And then his disciples came up on the mountain to meet with them. So his teaching changed. See, what you'll find out when I'm teaching people, I always veer my audience. I look out to my audience, and I know what type of word to speak and teach. And I realize there are four different crowds of people. There's the no-fold, there's the 30-fold, there's the 60-fold, and there's the 100-fold. And I realize that sometimes if you take something that's supposed to be for the 100-fold and share it with the 30-fold people, you can mess yourself up. Sometimes I've learned that when I go to certain churches, I don't share everything God shows me because they can't handle it. And I know what level to go at. What you've been doing, I've been doing this for 38 years. And I've learned crowds of people. I've learned different groups to talk to. And I learned what to share information with and what not to share information with. Let me tell you something. It's funny, but it's so powerful. I have created my own limousine service. I am a personal driver. I drive, and I just got hired today as a limousine driver. And the other, maybe last month sometime, I went to pick up a customer. And he got in my car. He was on his way to a Yankees baseball game. And I thought he was going to attend the game. He says, "No, I'm going to eat with the owners." I said, oh, whoa, that's pretty deep. And so we're driving in the car. And this is the question he proposed to me. And this is real deep. Watch this. He said, "You drive Lyft and Uber?" I said, "I drive both." And he said, "Which one you like better?" Now, I should have thought about that question, but I was just being too open and honest. I said, "I like Lyft better because the application is more friendlier and they seem to pay a little bit better. And I just think Lyft is better because I got hired at Lyft first. I came to Uber second." And this is what he said, and we started laughing. He's like, "Oh," he said, "I wish we had said Uber." He said, "My son is a VP for Uber." I said, "Oh," and I said, "Oh, by the way, I like Uber too. See, you gotta be careful. What you say to certain people. I should have said, "Why you ask that question?" That's what I should have said. So what I said to them, I said, "Let me tell you something, brother. I drive Uber and Lyft. I'm probably more favored towards Lyft because I would work with them much more longer. But Uber got better customer demand. Because if I cut both applications out at the same time, Uber rings 10 times faster." So I said, "By the way, I like Uber too." And he started laughing. And I said to him, I said, "Man, we ought to get an Uber office in Patterson." He said, "You know what? I'll mention that to my son." That's what he said. He said, "I'll mention it. We'll talk about it." I said, "Oh, thank you." And I learned that you're very careful what you say to people, who you say it to. Hello, Sarah Miller. And everything isn't for everybody. And I've learned, even in this prophetic circle in ministry, that things that I share with my AI 237 people and my Might Live and things I share with my local church, it isn't smart to share it with everybody because everybody can't see your face. This is very deep. Four levels of relationship: face to face, face to behind, face to distance, and face to none. And there's some folks you totally avoid, don't even be around. There's certain folks that are qualified to just stand with you from a distance. There's certain folks that are able to look you in the behind. And there's certain folks you look at face to face. And those face to face relationships are not a whole lot. you'll find a very close circle who you can share your good, your bad, and ugly with. And one of them, of course, is my wife, and some of them from my church, and some from M318, and my son and my daughter. I got a very loving adoptive daughter who I believe is very close to me. But I do know there are other circles that you don't share your face. You share your behind, you share a little distance, and you share, and some folks are totally not even near the mountain. And you got to know those different levels. If you don't know those different levels, you can tell a secret to a Judas thinking it was a Peter. And that Judas will come back and throw you on a cross because you told it to the wrong person. Now, I'm trying to teach you some things about life and teach you about how kingdom operates. And so in the book of Matthew, when Christ comes on the scene, he is telling a public word to a public crowd until the crowd starts to grow. This is Matthew 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. When he was set, his disciples came to him. Now, the multitudes came from chapter 4, verse 20. Verses 22 down to 25. He was healing, performing miracles, signs, and wonders. You know, when folks get stuff for free, they don't have to put any skin in the game, they don't have to do anything. You give them like food and bread and fish, and you healing people. You get crowds, thousands of Sasha, miss you, and Pastor Sharon. You get a whole lot of folk. But then when you start moving into discipleship, where you require something from the people, the crowds start to leave and you're left with a few. Because we live in a society where folks don't want to work. They want handouts. They want turn Section 8 to Lifetime 9. You know, they don't want to ever want to get up and go forward and do something for themselves. Nothing wrong with getting a handout to get hand up. Nothing wrong with getting a loan to get out of a hole. But when you turn something that's supposed to be just something temporary into something that's permanent, that's a problem. We got TRA. That's temporary rent assistance. Temporary rent assistance. You don't turn a TRA into a lifetime membership. It's temporary. So when God allow you to come into a blessing for a short period of time, is to brush yourself off and get back on the game. All right. Don't turn poor into a permanent mindset. Jesus Christ comes in Matthew 3 and performing miracles before the crowds. When the crowd got a bit too much and the disciples came to him, he switched positions. He moved from crowd preaching to disciple equipping. So when you come to Matthew's gospel, chapter 5, verse 1, he saw the multitudes and then he get up and went into the mountain. And his 70 plus 12 disciples followed him up on the mountain. Now, I don't know about y'all, but climbing a mountain, that isn't too easy. All right. Climbing a mountain is different than walking on Main Street downtown Patterson. If you climb a mountain, it takes effort. So Jesus Christ climbs on top of a mountain and only his disciples, that's 12 plus the 70, I'm going to say this, 82 that went up. When the 82 went up, he started from verse 2 of Matthew chapter 5 and started to teach them how kingdom operates. This sermon was not for the multitudes. It was for the 82 that followed him up on the side of the mountain. And it's a very key, Pastor Sharon. You know what I'm talking about. And tell you something, Brother Dennis. Be very careful that you don't tell secrets to crowds of people. You share secrets to the crowd that can handle your face or handle your behind. And I realize when you take something as an intimate for a small crowd and tell it to a large crowd, you can put your foot in your mouth. You know, I was listening to some of the confirmations of Judge Kavanaugh, and I was listening to some of the congressmen and congressmen make their speeches, and I was noticing how they was trying to appease both sides of the coin until they get to the last statement. I confirm Kavanaugh. they would play the game, both sides, and we stay looking at them now. Is it yes or no? Is it no? Is it yes? Because the game of politics is trying to keep the truth but not lose your voters. And that's a dangerous game. But that's why you need the wisdom of Daniel, how to handle it. So here's the point I'm making. The point I'm making is you have to know what to say to small crowds than say to big crowds. Now I've had a church, been close to 120 members. I had crowds in front of me, 1,000. But then in this season, I've been reduced and deduced down to a handful because God is developing the core that's going to bring in my multi-billions. And God is showing me the folks that's for me in good times and bad times. So when the breakthrough come through, I know who to share it with, because I always count those folk who stuck with you through the end, thick, who didn't leave you, And even though they left your presence, they stayed connected to you. And you also get other folks that left you because they feel you got nothing to offer and they went to another church to ask for other handouts. And so you learn the difference, how to flow. And the deep thing is in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus Christ is teaching principles to his disciples because he's trying to show them how to operate in the kingdom. Now, this is very key here. All right. Matthew's Gospel chapter 6. Now, I got 1 minute. We're going to take a break and come back. And you're watching, of course, the Mike Radio broadcast here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. We're going to come back and take a break. And while I'm on break, I'm going to stay online for my Mike Live. Okay, let's take a break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDV DGVRadio.com.
All right. We're back. We're back. Welcome back to the Mike Radio Show here at DDV.com, www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And I'm teaching some stuff. I know it's controversial, but it has to be said. Part of my call as an apostle and prophet is to teach radical and extreme measures. And God has born me into this earth to build mighty churches, businesses, and schools. CBS, that's been my mantra since 1996. I don't make any apologies for it. You lose people, you get people, you regain, you let go, and you just keep on going. Let people, let the chips fall where they may. But God has been empowering me to build this machine. And I do invite you out to our church service on tomorrow morning at 447 East 23rd Street, Paterson, New Jersey, between 10th and 9th Ave. We got a living room. We worship in living room. I refuse to pay any more rent, any more mortgage for a church building. Not doing it no more. What God's about to do in this next year, someone's going to give me a building, someone's going to sponsor it and help me, and we're going to build from the ground up. And I'm thanking God for the Matrix of Mike library. I got over 4,000 or 5,000 books and CDs and DVDs, and really I've been paying money out to storage cabinets. Someone's going to show me favor where we can put our outreach center so I can build a whole school in outreach, and that's taking place before my eyes. I believe that. Let's go back to the book of Matthew. I want to go right to Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, and I want to show you something in this chapter that I think a lot of us have missed. And it goes to show that it is possible to look spiritual and not be spiritual. It is possible to attend church and not be the church. It is possible to do the work of the church and not the work of the ministry, or do church work and not the work of the church. And so don't tell intimate bedroom seekers with side chicks and side dudes. President Crystal, my president, is crazy as me. I've been thinking I'm crazy, Pastor Sharon. I think Crystal V. Johnson got it deeper than I got it. You know, I give honor to my M318 staff. This is the image for you, and to M318, to Mighty Sons of God Church, your tithing, your giving, your support, I pray for you around the clock. And I'm so glad for individuals who watch me and clap for me and pray for me, but also sow seed. It makes a big deal to sow seed, because when you give to ministry, you're taking advantage of an opportunity that the ministry offers to you. The Apostle Paul said it like this: I'm giving you the opportunity to sow into my life. And if you don't give to me financially, I'm okay, because I'm content whatever happens to me, because I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hello, author. Good afternoon, Pastor Duffy. Blessing to you. Thank you, brother author. Thank you for tuning in. So in the book of Matthew chapter 6, there are three things that's expressed here. I want you to hear me closely. Jesus Christ is bringing correction and judgment. Ministry moves mountains. Thank you, Gary. God bless you, Brother Dennis. And so important, there's three things going on in Matthew's Gospel chapter 6. And Christ is teaching his disciples to beware of the Pharisees and the religious systems of the Jewish temple and the synagogues, who were doing spiritual things and wasn't spiritual. They were fasting, praying, and giving to the poor. And everything they did was born from the arm of the flesh. It wasn't born for the love of God or trying to advance the kingdom. They were fasting to look deep in spiritual so folk would clap for them. It was given to the poor so folks can clap and say how much money they're giving, and so they could look big in the temple or look big in the synagogue. And they were praying not to be heard from God, just to sound deep and spiritual. You ever meet these people? I know y'all met them. You know, they look real spiritual, but in their heart, angry, mean, disrespectful, unforgiving, bitter. So something is wrong. Your outside don't align with your inside. And so you look religious, but you carry no weight. You remind me of Belshazzar. And so what happened is, Gail and Brother Gary and the author, is that Jesus Christ is bringing correction to the religious order of his day, which was Jewish leadership. Not all the Jews, because there were many Jews that believed in Jesus. But he's going to pronounce judgment over this Jewish age system. So when you come to Matthew 6, he is training his 12 plus 70 how not to be caught up in the okey-doke. Don't do things just for ritualistic purposes. Let your heart be the true reason of why you do what you do. If you're going to fast, fast for the right purpose. I'm fasting so my flesh gets out the way, so my spirit can hear God, so I can obey God. If I'm going to pray, I want to pray so God can hear me, so God can answer my prayer and reward me out in the open. If I'm going to give to the poor, let it be because I want to help someone. I want to advance ministry, not because I'm showing off the folk I'm giving more than everybody else. Imagine someone that got Oprah's money. Oprah's a billionaire. And Oprah stands up in the middle of the church service and says, listen, I'm going to give $1,000 to this lady. And so everybody said, oh, look at Oprah. She gave $1,000. Oprah's worth $1 billion. What does it mean you give $1,000? He says, this woman here, this poor lady that all y'all rich jokers keep walking by, she gave two mites, which makes up one penny. And she gave more than all y'all billionaires sitting here because she gave it from her heart. Y'all giving it from your access. You're giving it from money you can burn and dig in your nose with. It's not even, you're not even giving out of faith. So you are doing a lot of religious stuff, but it's not aligning with the heart. So you're fasting, not from the heart. You're praying, not from the heart. You're giving to the poor, but not from the heart. It's not done right. And since you're operating from a perverted form, the moth, the rust will creep in and steal your blessing. It won't last. You'll find frustration because it's not done the way God wants it to be done. I want to show you something. If you go to Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, you know Matthew 6 is the Lord's Prayer chapter. Everybody quotes the Lord's Prayer. And I tell folks all the time, was that prayer supposed to be quoted word for word? Or were we supposed to obey what the scripture told us? It says it like that. Jesus said to his disciples, to his 12 plus his 70, pray something like this. Align your communication something like this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And we start quoting it. That's not what he's saying. He's saying God is your Father. He lives in heaven. His name is holy. His kingdom wants to come. His assignment wants to be done. See, he breaks the prayer down to how you're supposed to align your life and align your life. Align your life, align your prayers, align your fasting, align your giving according to the Lord's Prayer. Because the Lord's Prayer is a heartbeat of the Father. All right, and that you're supposed to practice that. So it's not just words. It's listening, hearing, and obeying. So Matthew 6 Gospel, which we always quote from all the time, we don't really read the whole contextual setting. And what Jesus is actually doing in Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, he's first of all dealing with folk who just giving to the poor to be a show off. It's not to help no one. It's just to show off how deep you are. And the money you give it is not real money because you're giving out of your excess. You can burn this money. It's no big deal to you. You know, you ever meet people who can spend $1 million on a boat, $1 million on a plane, and then turn around and say, I don't like it, buy another one. They got money to burn, okay? You're not using it right, all right? So he's dealing with the purpose of why you do what you do, all right? Are you giving? Are you praying? Are you fasting to show off to people? That's the wrong reason. He said, I need you to realign what you do. Anything you do spiritual must center around the Lord's Prayer. You do it for your Father. Who's in heaven? Holy is his name. So if you're going to fast, give, you're going to pray, make sure it's done for the Father's sake, not to show off that you're Jewish or because you belong to the blood of Abraham and because you got certain kudos because you Pharaoh, because you belong to the royal priesthood bloodline and because you got all these titles behind your name. Listen, this goes on today's American churches. We are title driven. Everything is a choke collar. Everything has come from the front. In the body of Christ, the regular folks that sit in the pews are dying because we think the goal of life is to be up front on a Sunday morning and hoop and holler and scream. When ministry is people, it's the whole body moving. We can change the culture of America if the church stand up and really vote on her values and got up and spoke what the Bible said and don't care where the chips fell. Great teaching, Pastor McDuffie. Folk need to see Isaiah 53-7 to see the fast. Arthur, you're so right, man. I didn't want to go there yet. And hopefully, Arthur, I have you call and we'll talk about that on my radio show. Okay, see, because you can do all the right things for the wrong reasons. They look like you fasting, but when you read Isaiah 58, these folks was fussing, complaining. They was mad, mean. He said, what's the reason why you fast? You ever met folk who fasting and they mean? I'll be like, man, you might as well go get a Big Mac and a Happy Meal. Right? But if you're going to fast and be mean and nasty, that defeats the purpose. Like these folk will go all night prayer meetings and come out meaner than when they went in. I said, man, you might as well took a pillow and went to sleep. Listen, if you're going to do this stuff and look spiritual, make sure you understand. Amen, Brother Gary, lead from the rear. Oh, my God. But you know what, Gary? Our system is not designed to raise up leaders from the rear. Our system is to keep pushing everybody out front that get all the credit, you know, the T.D. Jakes, the Rob Parsleys, the Reverend McDuffie's. I throw my name in there. It isn't enough for the person that's up front on Sunday mornings to look like they get all the credit. That's not how it goes. It is a body thing. And when you're really raising up this heavenly transformation, you're looking for leaders in front of you who would take your place. Do y'all know that the true meaning of ministry is that someone would take Pastor McDuffie's place? Do you know that my son Tawan, my daughter Makai are supposed to do better than what I've done? Do you know at the end of the day, when they look at the life of Tawan Torres and Makaya, folks will say, Pastor May did a great job pastoring his family. That's really what it's about. Because we're aging. We're not going to stay young forever. I came into ministry at the age of 17. I'm 55 years old. I've been preaching since 17 years old. Yeah, licensed in 1988, ordained in 1993. But listen, I started ministry because I understood the purposes of why I was saved, to win someone to Christ. And so we thought that attending church got some type of kudos. That's like going to practice and not shooting the ball. I used to coach a team called Crash Crew, softball and baseball and softball and basketball. And we had to come to practice to practice. And you come to practice and sit down on the bench and flip coins. You inside the building ain't doing diddly squat. So Jesus Christ came on the scene to motivate, to coach, to bring a culture to his disciples, not to do what their Jewish forefathers did. Yes, Pastor Duffy, I'd be honored to do this with you. We just completed sending in our recordings to this Monday's airing of Sound the Alarm Ministries Prisons Now. Well, amen, brother. God bless you, Arthur. Let's get together, man. And it's the image from Pastor Arthur. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Arthur. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Gary. God bless you, Sharon, Pastor Sharon. Mean because they are hungry, not led by the Holy Spirit. Yes. So when you read Matthew's Gospel 6, where we get the Lord's Prayer from, the Lord's Prayer is sandwiched in between religious games. And what Jesus is bringing to the religious order of that day, training his disciples, is he said, don't be like them folk, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Beware of them, because they look religious, but they're wrong on the inside. That's why they wanted to kill Jesus. That's why they murdered him. He was exposing people. And doing it in a real public manner, because it got to a point that these folks was terrible. You know what? I wasn't going to read this. Let me just get this out. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, three things are taking place. Fasting, giving, and praying. In Shaquan Powell, three things look real religiously outside, but their hearts wasn't in it. And they were doing it all for the wrong reasons. Nothing wrong with the Torah. Nothing wrong with the Bible. It was the way it was carrying it out. And then it would put pressure on the other Jews to follow their example when them themselves wasn't doing anything. So when you read Matthew's gospel, which is a gospel, you get the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew was designed for the Jewish audience. So when you read Matthew's gospel, he's really tongue lashing the religious orders, the religious leaders of the day, while he's training and equipping his local church. It's because you learn from people what not to do, also what to do. Okay. So in Matthew's gospel, chapter 6, he takes him through a tongue and he shows him, if you're going to fast, fast for the right reason. If you're going to give, give for the right reason. If you're going to pray, know what prayer is. Don't just do things ritualistically because folk clap for you and you look deep and spiritual. And as President Chris would say, don't confuse your anointing with being annoying. We're in Sunday with you last Sunday in Calvary. We were the ones who came from. Oh, God bless you, brother, all Pastor Arthur, and your beautiful wife and those brothers that sung. I've been talking about them ever since. I'm so glad for Pastor Randall Lassner and Calvary Baptist Church for connecting us. I'm so glad the body of Christ moved last Sunday at Calvary. The kingdom of heaven came on the scene. There were healings, there were deliverances, and I've been posting this clip ever since last Sunday. And Oscar and the rest of the brothers have been on my prayers. And I'm so glad that you came amongst ministers that were not in competition. Pastor Randall Lassner opens to the Spirit of God. I was open and I followed the leadership of the Spirit that fell on those brothers, men after God's hearts, or I forgot the official name, but whatever it is, it deals with chasing after God's heart. And those four brothers stood up and worshiped, and the kingdom of God opened up, and God, and as they were singing, they laid up things in heaven, and then God opened the window and it came down and healed the tabernacle. And so the presence of God filled that place, and Calvary was not the same. Now, it doesn't mean that other ministers didn't play a role, because you know how people are. You start giving credit to people, people get real jealous and envious. I'm telling you, each piece plays a role. So in the book of Matthew chapter 6, what you notice here is that Christ is trying to communicate a word. Now, it's 2:55. At the time, it's flying so fast. Oh, my God, it's crazy. And I can't even get to where I want to get to. But I'm going to show you one last thing as I close out, okay? He said in Matthew's gospel 6:24, and read this later. I have to come back and do a Mike Live later. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Some Bible says money, but that's not the real translation. It's mammon, which is a spirit, a demon, which means that you can't serve God and also serve your own self-preservation, which means you can't say, I obey God, and you do everything to violate what God has for you. Everything the Jews did in this synagogue and did in the temple was based around the love of money. So they prayed, they fast, and gave to the poor based on the love of money. They didn't care what the Father was saying. They didn't care that the Father was saying Christ was the Messiah, because they ignored everything the Father said. Listen, I got to go because the time is running out. Listen, on next week's Saturday at 2 o'clock, don't miss what God's about to do. I'm also selling this pill, the Spartagen pill. I got a few bottles left. This is good for men, testosterone. Married men, it's good for you. I'm trying to tell you, this stuff is good. Lifting weights, running rates, only $30. I got about 10 bottles left. If you're in the Patterson area, Passaic area, or Bergen County area, I'll bring it to you today. $30, go on my page. And it's a great pill to have. This costs $60 in the store, $60 online. I got it for $30. Don't miss this. These pills work. Trust me. Healthy too. I gotta go. Thank you for watching the Mike Live Show here at www.mikebroadcastdtv.com, and let's look for you Sunday morning at the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church at 9 o'clock a.m. at 447 East 23rd Street. Go online and let's see who's going to give to my broadcast today. God bless you. Gotta go. Thank you so much.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez.
Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.